I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, July 28. Coming up, MSMEs to get funding for climate change projects, Prime Minister pledges continued support for tourism sector, and Early Childhood Commission to certify over 2,500 institutions. The news in detail after the break. Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 30 between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 30, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary. Now the news. Approximately $7.2 million will be made available to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, in the tourism and agricultural sectors to finance climate change adaptation initiatives island-wide. The funds are being provided under the Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism Project, a component of the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience, PPCR, in Jamaica. A memorandum of understanding was signed on Thursday by representatives of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Jayant Small Business Loans, and the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, among others, to finalize the initiative. Minister with Responsibility for Climate Change, Daryl Vaz, says the funding will strengthen ongoing efforts to boost Jamaica's resilience to the phenomena.
The PPCR may be considered as a very important contribution to Jamaica's adaptive response to climate change. Through this program, our agencies and stakeholders have received and will continue to receive strong financial and technical support.
The MOU will also see the establishment of a special climate change adaptation fund to provide grant financing for disaster risk reduction projects. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has pledged government's continued support for the tourism sector as a key focus area of the country's growth strategy. The Prime Minister says the vision is to realize a doubling of the country's tourism firms, an expansion in tourism products and the tourism market. Mr. Holness was addressing a group of investment partners at the office of the Prime Minister Thursday.
Our job is to help you. Whatever you need to grow, that's what we do. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, there are only three ways to grow your country. You're going to grow firms, you're going to grow markets, and you're going to grow products. My job, therefore, is to support firms to grow, support the innovation of products, and use foreign policy to expand markets.
The meeting was convened to hear the concerns of tourism players and to see how the government can continue to help their businesses to grow, facilitate the innovation in the marketplace, and develop new markets. Mining Minister Michael Henry says by November of this year, China's iron and steel company JISCO is expected to complete its full takeover of Allpart. He says the takeover is expected to create about 700 jobs.
The major processing modification and capacity upgrading will be carried out on the plant, and the total first phase investment will be up to $220 million. JISCO is to dispatch approximately 200 persons to the site, not including designers and relevant contractors. The government will consider special work permits for these workers in the short term.
Minister Henry says JISCO has been asked to provide the requisite qualifications for the job openings so that no Jamaican who is qualified will be left out. And the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, is moving to certify the 2,513 Early Childhood Institutions, ECIs, that have applied to be registered. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says 17 have already been certified and the ECC is reviewing the applications of the remaining 2,496 institutions. Under the Early Childhood Act and regulations of 2005, all ECIs operating in Jamaica must be registered with the ECC. Senator Reid says the 17 certified schools, representing a mix of public, private and corporate-sponsored institutions, are located in St. Andrew, St. Anne, St. James, Westmoreland and Hanover. He points out that the certification process follows targeted intervention by inspectors and development officers from the ECC. Support is also provided by various partners and stakeholders.
The Ministry of Health has offered to provide training for the ECI teachers and practitioners on universal precautions and reporting requirements. The Child Development Agency and the Office of the Children Registry have also agreed to provide training in the area of child abuse and reporting requirements.
As part of the registration process, institutions must satisfy standards for health and safety and educational quality. They must also pass a stringent inspection process. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.